Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Oh yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. 5:10 is the time here on AWR. Dr. Atolabeg, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sama. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I praise God. Only extra work. Busy.
Oh, yeah. They're great to hear that. Thank you and praise God indeed. I hope your week has been fine.
It's been fine. It's been really fine. I praise God. The Lord has been faithful.
Ah, fantastic. Great to hear that. Well, we're continuing with talking about the seasons of life. And last week, we talked about that very troublesome age, which is one season that, adolescence that we have got to go through, all of us. And now at our old ages, we've got to assist those who are much younger to navigate that space. Thank you for that. And at this point, we are talking about school age, which is one of the seasons as people grow up. School age, let's hand over to you.
Yes, school age. This is the season of life between the ages of 6 to 12 years of age. So we are looking at those who have passed the first phases of life, and seems as if we are going backwards. But nevertheless, it's very interesting, as it's a way for me to see how life is really good at every point in life. Yet, every phase is faced with its own challenge, whether we like it or not. And so when we look back to this time, for some of us, this is the age of our grandchildren. And for many, this is their own now children. And for some, they just know them at school, that they take care of them. They don't have ones that are really close to them yet. But this age is called school age because that is the time children start school. And I read that it is called school age because this is the time when the child is old enough to attend kindergarten through high school.
Okay.
But then the question of concern in terms of health is the child really ready for school? Mm-hmm. Because children, they mature at different rates. Some mature very fast. Others are slow a little bit, not because anything is wrong with them, but that's just the way they are. So the question is, how do we know that the child is ready for school? Mm. That is very important, especially for parents. Many children are sent to school too early, and therefore they are not able to cope with school. Physical constitution is not ready, and their body is not ready. Neither is their brain ready for the task of school. And parents must be able to understand this and know when it is appropriate to send children to school. Mm. Oh, yes, the world tells us this is the age to go to school. But then we have to understand that, is my child ready for school? Because I read in the book of Ellen G. White, I love her materials. I love to be guided by the materials from these writings. And I read, it says, in the early education of children, many parents and teachers fail to understand that the greatest attention needs to be given to the physical constitution, that a healthy condition of body and brain may be secured. It has been the custom to encourage children to attend school when they are mere babies needing a mother's care. Children of a delicate age are frequently crowded into ill-ventilated schoolrooms to sit upon poorly constructed benches, I'm reading, and the young and tender frames have, through sitting in wrong positions, become deformed.
Oh, man.
It's a deep thought. That's something very serious to think about.
It is.
I don't like that society or custom should just dictate everything that we do. The health of our children, we parents are the ones that must be the one in the forefront to determine how we manage all these things.
Yeah.
So it is very important that we don't send our little ones away to school too early. Now, that does not mean we cannot teach them at home. By the age of 3, a child can begin to learn, even in the garden, can begin to count how many flower pots, can begin to know if I put this one and I put this one, it becomes two.
Yeah,
we can begin to teach our children as soon as we see that they are ready to learn. But to send them away to school, we must guard that very well, because research is showing us more and more that children who are sent to school too early, who cannot cope with the school requirements, they become hyperactive children. They react to the situation at school. They rebel to the situation at school. And it is reflected in wrong behaviors from these children. And nobody is listening to them or trying to hear them. So they insist, because you see, all of us are born with a stubborn heart until the Lord Jesus Christ melts it. And so from childhood, a child asserts his or her right. Like, what am I doing here? Why did mommy and daddy send me here? And so forth. So this is a key factor I have found to be worthy of discussion during this whole age phase of life, between the 6th year and the 12th year of life. The home training is very important. School is supposed to supplement the training that will begin at home, right? That is the way it's supposed to be. So the atmosphere that is in school must be one that is ready to support what the home has been trying to build. Many times we are sending children to the wrong places called school, and they begin to learn the wrong things that we did not intend to have our children learn. So we must pay attention to where we are sending our children to when they are ready to go to school. All these are very important. For those of us who have some amount of faith that determines our outlook to life, we want to be sure that where we are sending our children to, is that place going to continue to nurture our children in the faith that we believe? That's why many churches have their own church schools. And they want the faith that they start to build in their children to continue as they start school. The beginning is very important. The foundation is key to the growth of our children. So this is one important point that is very important that we think about, deal with when we are talking about children in school age. Apart from going to the hyperactivity that is prevalent in school age children now. You know, when we have this hyperactivity at this age, it matures, I hope, it's not a good thing, but then it does mature, even bad things mature. It matures into difficult adolescence, like we discussed last week. So the problem may have started by the wrong choices that parents have made, or the wrong places in putting their children in the wrong place, or that the child is not quite ready. The social graces, honesty, and many other things that we have been teaching a little child, we need to be sure that where we are sending that child, that can be continued, so that we don't just walk, as it were, in vain.
Now, so you're saying between 6 and 12, and you're then suggesting that before 6 years, not advisable to send them to school. Did I hear you correctly?
Well, that is the writing I have read in the writings of Ellen White. She actually recommends sending children to school, start school outside of the home between the ages of 8 and 10. When I tell people that one, they
say, 8 and 10? That's too late.
8 and 10. That is what they say. They said it's too late, but that is her recommendation, that children be not sent to school. But then culture and everywhere recommend by 5, children should start primary school, elementary school, and some will start kindergarten by the age of 3 or 4. But then this is the recommendation that is given by the writings that we have of Ellen White. And I have found, just this is a personal thing, that when I didn't start my children to go out to school, I tried to homeschool them at first. I found that it did help them. Although I faced many oppositions that, no, you need to send those children out on time. They need to socialize on time and things like that. But I found that it did not affect them negatively. Rather, it was positive in the testimonies that I hear from siblings, that is my own siblings, when they compare my children that I started with homeschool first before eventually sending them to the public school after the age of 10, thereabout. But at first, I did all my utmost to start with them at home, being their primary teacher, first of all, teaching them the basic arithmetic and learning phonetics, learning to read and so forth, before they then went to the public school. And when I say public school, I don't mean public. I just mean that outside of the home.
Yes.
Because working at that time, at first with a university system, they went to the school of that is a primary school of the university that was there where I was working at that time and where my husband also was working. But then I found that it was a positive thing, really, not a negative thing. That is a personal thing that I found. And when I look around today and I saw kindergartens where you have very young teenagers being the teachers. They themselves do not have any experience. So usually they will hold a stick in their hands and they are just, these children are just memorizing things and they are memorizing things. A for apple, B for ball. I did not appreciate that. I didn't want my children to be there.
These are
things that we need to watch out for when we are starting our children off to school, that who are their teachers, who will take over from us, or who will supplement what we started so that we can have well-trained children that will go to adolescence in a more quiet way and not be rebellious. And all of these things, they matter. And the health of children, if they are crowded up in seats and benches that are not for their size, and they are just sitting down in chairs where their feet is not touching the floor and it's just dangling in the air for several hours during the day, it's not healthy at all for the children. So to the best that we can, we should do our best to be sure that we watch out for where we start off the school system with our children. It will determine too how much problems, how much health issues we are going to face, because children transfer to each other many contagious diseases also when the classrooms are crowded up.
Yeah, quite interesting. So you're saying that the school homeschooling then becomes an excellent original alternative.
Right. That is what I have found from studying, and that is what I have also found personally, that yes, it is better, especially in today's world where we are moving to the end of the world, where parents are disobedient to children are disobedient to their parents, they are unruly. The delinquencies that we're having in the young people today is really getting out of hand. Many of them are training themselves using the Android phones and so forth. And supervision from parents is getting less and less. They get into the peer groups at school. So all of these things can be taken care of to a large extent if children learn at home, at least to a good age before they go out.
Beautiful. I think it's a challenge upon all parents not to transfer that duty to an outsider that you don't even know. You just hoping that they're going to teach your children the right thing. So it's better right at the beginning to actually hold it by yourself, after which you can then hand over to someone else. I'm hearing it, the doctor to be saying that this afternoon.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Atolabe, thank you so much for joining us once again. I do wish you a pleasant Sabbath once again. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you too, and I wish you a very beautiful Sabbath day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.